Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
And I'm Flissy. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is Madness, a self-titled compilation on Geffen Records from 1983, catalog number GHS-2003.
So I obtained this record only recently at the last Baltimore Record Bazaar, but this is an album that I've known about for some time. When I was in middle school, my sister was into, ska and the ska revival kind of music. And this was one of the, I don't know if she had this album or not, but anyway, she listened to Madness songs. And so that is where I know this album from. And Felicity, do you want to tell us about what this album looks like?
Yeah, it has on the cover the Gentleman of Madness looking rather young inside this, what is it called when you, in billiards? Is it the rack? It's the triangle that tidies up the balls.
The triangular ball tidier.
Yes, of course. And there's a gloved hand holding an eight ball and holding up the tidier. And all the guys are in the center of that rack.
As if they were pool balls, I
guess. Yeah, exactly. And then on the back, they are still going on with this billiards theme. There's a couple balls on the back, and it has the same cluster of guys, like one sitting in a chair looking in a newspaper. The rest of them are like looking towards one direction. A couple of them are holding on to pool cues. I don't really understand. And it does have the track listing on the back and a barcode, so you know this is from the 80s.
All right, well, what about our first clip?
Yeah, what did you pick?
So I picked the song, which I guess was the hit in the U.S. that caused them to produce this album, and it is Our House, the first track on side one.
His Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep. He can't hang around. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house. It has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house in the middle of our street.
Something tells you that you've got to move
in the middle of our. Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
All right, Felicity, what'd you think?
My pretty much general impression of this song and all songs from this album was like, wow, this is the 80s.
Yeah, it is very, it's very upbeat. And I don't know how to explain it, except for that it's like, I don't know, I guess it's kind of ska in general, but it feels, very happy. And I'm like, I wish I could feel that much pure happiness that seems like you would have to be feeling to make this kind of music. Even though I don't think necessarily all the songs are necessarily happy, but man, they just have this sort of super, super upbeat and effusive sound to them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, kind of random lyrics about, I guess, reminiscing about his childhood house. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I think that's, like, a pretty common theme among Madness, from my understanding. I also really like the horn section in this album, or on the song.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, this album in general, I was surprised a little bit about the sophistication of the arrangements. that, you know, I mean, I guess there's seven of them. They have a lot of instruments to go around or whatever, but.
Yeah, and I think there were, like, there's a separate brass band on some of the recordings on this album, too.
Yeah, but definitely, yeah, interesting arrangements. So what can you tell us about Madness?
So if you go to the Wikipedia article, you will see that there's quite an extensive biography about Madness over there. I'll give you a quick rundown of what they're about. So they formed in 1978 in Camden Town, London, and they are part of the two-tone second wave ska revival. And so this is influenced by both ska and reggae, which were originally music developed in Jamaica in like the 50s and 60s, as well as like this 80s new wave and punk thing. So the Two Tone Records was founded by the Specials, and Madness had a couple of releases on the Two Tone label, and they also later in their career developed their own label. And then in 1981, they had a docudrama made about their early years called Take It or Leave It. So they did have some pretty early success with the first sort of revival of this ska movement in London. And this album is a compilation of some of their earlier releases in the early 1980s. And the song Our House, which we just listened to, was on the Billboard charts for many, many weeks. I think it was a hit in something like 15 different countries. And in the 80s, Madness was on the Billboard charts in the UK for like over 200 weeks. And the only other band to have done that was UB40 about the same time. They both had over 200 weeks on the hit. So this ska revival in the late 70s and early 80s in the UK was a pretty big deal. So at this point, like in 1986, they split up. Like from 1983 to 1986, there were some changes in the arrangement of the members, but they completely split in 1986. And then for some reason, like one of their singles was finally released in 1991. And so that one topped the charts in the UK again. And so in 1992, they had a reunion tour, which eventually led to another album in 1999. In 2003, there was a musical based on Our House. And then in 2004, they recorded an album under the name of The Danger Men, which is covers of reggae and ska songs from the 50s and 60s that were a big influence on their sound. And then just in 2016, they released a new album called Can't Touch Us Now. So they have gone through some lineup changes over the years. In fact, it was so complicated that there is a chart involved with a timeline on that Wikipedia article. You can take a look at it if you're really like super interested in who and what and when of the Madness lineup over the years.
Yeah, what I thought was interesting, though, I think it was in maybe the late 80s after they had split, they got back together to do like this festival that they called Madstock that I guess it happened over like four consecutive years where they would get back together just to do this yearly festival. That's just, I don't know, it just sounds kind of random.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's kind of interesting. They're like, we broke up, and then like, I think maybe just, you know, year after year, they would just do these sort of random reunion tours. And it's like, you guys didn't really totally break up. You may have had some drama or people coming and going, but they've still been around the whole time, I think.
Yeah. And even before 1978, I think 1978 is when Madness was formed, but I think they may have been a couple of prior incarnations.
Yeah, you know, there was like they
incarnations
have
with a couple of, you know, minus a couple of people.
Right. Yeah.
Started back to 1976 or something.
Yeah.
You know, what is known as Madness is sort of the through the lead singer, I guess goes by Suggs. I think that, you know, it's sort of 1978 through 1986 is sort of when he was in the band and then decided to leave in 1986. And I think that sort of strained the, you know, I mean, I think they continued on without him, but I don't think they ever had the success, the same success that they had with him. But I think that all of the original members or whatever are back together. Well, some members are back together in 2016.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, I mean,
that's a pretty decent run.
Yeah. All right, Felicity, well, what did you pick?
I picked House of Fun, which is, let's see, that is the last track on side A.
All right, let's take a listen. So my impression of this song is that it's just kind of like has a song like the sound of like a, you know, like a bustling fair. Like if you were to go to a, you know, like a local carnival or something, and there's like various kinds of, you know, like carnival game music and stuff playing in the background. That's sort of like very, you know, it's very evocative. That's sort of the feeling I get from this. I don't know. What do you think, Felicity?
Yeah, that's what drew me to the song. It's got like that carnival sound to it from the like melody that goes with it, and also has this minor key change in it that makes it sound like slightly creepy. And I don't know what it is about carnivals is like slightly creepy. I think it's like it must be the clowns.
Yeah, and like the haunted houses or, you know, or whatever it is that.
Yeah.
But they're definitely, yeah, they all have sort of like a slightly creepy feel to it.
Yeah, so there's that going on in the song. And I just learned also that this song was originally recorded without the chorus. And at some point, I don't know if it was a band member or a producer of the album, decided that it really needed a chorus to go with it to get some radio play. And it must have worked because this song was one of the hits for them. And so they had already done all the recording for the first version of the song. So they had to go back and record the chorus, and then they like cut it into the original recording. So it wasn't recorded in all in one take. But you can't really tell that by listening to it, or at least I couldn't. But it does like it does have an interesting arrangement to it. I wonder if my ear is like catching this like cut and pasted thing going on in the song. I don't know. But anyway, the other thing that surprised me, I guess I wasn't listening very carefully, but apparently this song is about this teenager who is going to a pharmacy to buy condoms, and he's using all of these like euphemisms for condoms about like balloons and things, and the pharmacist either doesn't understand or like completely understands is messing with this kid. He's like, you're like, you don't know what you're doing, we don't sell that kind of stuff there, you need to go down the street to the House of Fun, to the carnival basically. So I think that's like, it's kind of funny and weird.
Yeah, so what did you think about this album overall? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it?
I don't know. You like put on the, you seem like so excited to get this album at the record fair. And I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, I remember that band, I guess. And I remember that, I definitely remember seeing the video for Our House, like in the early days of MTV. And still I was like, I don't know. And then you like recorded it, like, we're going to put this on the show. I'm like, okay. But then, like, I listened to it. I'm like, this is good. Like, I don't think I've heard a couple of these songs on the radio, but I never really gave the band Madness any thought beyond that. But listening to a bunch of the songs in succession, I'm like, oh, it's pretty good. I don't know that I would ever necessarily say that I'm like super into ska music, but I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah, I guess for me, it must be some kind of nostalgia thing, because when I was, you know, like you said, I was super excited about this album because something that, you know, it's like, I don't know, like the song comes to mind or whatever on occasion. And when I found it, I was like, oh, you know, this is, I don't know, a good album or whatever, something I should have in our collection.
But I mean, like, who am I to say? I just bought a Buster Poindexter album. And I was like equally excited. I'm like, oh yeah, Buster Poindexter.
But it's interesting. I mean, listening to it, like, you know, playing it through, trying to figure out what I wanted to say, I'm like, I don't really have anything to say about this album at all. Other than, I don't know, I think it's just a good album and fun to listen to, fun to put on. I don't know. I guess some of the songs have kind of interesting lyrics. I don't know.
I feel like, you know, part of the thing about buying records, like, there's like very like low barrier of entry. Well, especially for our collection. Like, I don't know. It's like $2. Like, why not? And I think, like, this kind of falls in that category. Like, I don't know, just in general, if you've heard maybe one song from a band on the radio and you're even slightly curious about it, if you could buy an album for $2 and see what the rest of their work is about, I think it's worth it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that there's all kinds of different reasons to like different records. I mean, you know, some you can like for just, I don't know, just because they make you happy.
Or nostalgia, or yeah, whatever. It's fine.
So for more, you can visit our show notes at livinginhifi.com/episode/48. As always, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Living in Hi-Fi. For longer correspondence, you can email us at feedback@livinginhifi.com. And next week, we have an album which we discovered through a box. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.